I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Janie, and Janie is a 50-year-old female who presents with a complaint of chronic low back pain. Upon examination, the patient reports that she spends most of her day sitting at a desk for work and has limited physical activity. Which of the following is the most appropriate initial recommendation? So we have A, referral to a pain management specialist for further evaluation. B, prescription of a strengthening program for low back and core. C, recommendation for the use of a lumbar support cushion while sitting. And D is recommendation for a program focused on improving posture and ergonomics. Let's go to the top of this one, y'all. I'm so excited. Go ahead and yell out your answer to this question right now. We are going to dominate this thing. All right, let's go up to the top. It says, Janie is a 50-year-old female who presents with a complaint of chronic low back pain. All right, you got to know chronic low back pain for the NPTE. You got to know causes of low back pain, what you do for this specific condition. But in this question right here, it's pretty straightforward. 50-year-old female presenting to us with chronic low back pain. Now, let's continue forward. It says, upon examination, the patient reports that she spends most of her day sitting at a desk for work and has limited physical activity. This is beautiful right here. Gives me a lot of great information that I can use to start narrowing down my answer choices. Now, she's sitting at a desk at work for a long period of time. Says she spends most of her day there and also says that she has limited physical activity. Are these things that can contribute to low back pain? Yes or no? You should be saying, heck yeah, Coach K, that's a big one. All right, so keeping that in the back of your mind, we go to our final sentence. It says, which of the following is the most appropriate initial recommendation? So before we even go into the answer choices again, what is like major contributors potentially to this patient's chronic low back pain? I'm thinking, well, she's sitting at her desk for work freaking all day and she has limited physical activity. That can definitely contribute to why she's experiencing what she's experiencing. So these are some of the things I'm thinking about before I even look at the answer choices. So for those of you on the podcast, let me go through these answer choices again for you. We have A, which is referral to a pain management specialist for further evaluation. B is prescription of a strengthening program for low back and core. C is recommendation for the use of a lumbar support cushion while sitting. And D is recommendation for a program focused on improving posture and ergonomics. All right, so let's go to A. A says referral to a pain management specialist for further evaluation. So as I'm thinking about this one, I'm like, this answer isn't necessarily incorrect because chronic back pain in patients who have that, a lot of times will go see some type of pain management specialist. That is true. But the question is asking me, which of the following is the most appropriate initial recommendation? And I'm like, I don't know if that would be my initial recommendation here, as it doesn't seem like I've put in time to this patient, other interventions, physical therapy based, in order to make the patient's symptoms better or help their chronic low back pain. So would this be my first avenue that I'm going down? No. Now, if the question was saying something about the patient's pain being very severe and affecting their quality of life and unresponsive to PT treatment or something like that, I'd be like, okay, now we're talking about that. But I'm going to go ahead and put an X next to A right now. Let's go ahead and look at B. B says prescription of a strengthening program for low back and core. A lot of us selected this answer. So let's go in and talk about it. For a patient who has chronic low back pain, is strengthening their low back and core something that we would do? I'd say absolutely, right? 100%. The majority of our patients with low back pain definitely need that core strengthening. Now, as I'm thinking through it a little bit more though, I'm like, is this what is really going to help this patient? Like, as far as it being the initial recommendation. And I'm like, well, the main cause of their issue doesn't seem to be the lack of strength. If anything, it seems to be the fact that they have low physical activity, but most of all, they're sitting at their desk at work for long periods of time. And so I'm like, well, strengthening the core may help with future occurrences of low back pain, but right now, is it really going to help with this person's situation? I don't know about that. Because I really feel the person sitting at their desk at work all day is really contributing to this. And so what I'm going to do, I'll hold on to this one for now, but I really don't know if that's the right answer. Let's take a look at C. C says, recommendation for the use of a lumbar support cushion while sitting. I see why some of y'all selected this one as well. It drew me in too. But this is what I think about. This lumbar support cushion, in my eyes, is kind of like a modality. It's going to give the person temporary relief of the low back pain, but overall, it's not truly addressing the underlying cause of the patient's pain. Most of all, if we're giving patients like lumbar support cushions, while this may be very recommended or commonly recommended, this often results in the person having decreased use of their back muscles and then a decrease in the overall strength of those muscles. So I'm already like, I don't know if this would be my initial recommendation. I am asking for something better. Let me see if D is better. It says recommendation for a program focused on improving posture and ergonomics. Again, quite a few of you selected this one. And I would say I agree with this 100%, because when I'm thinking about the question, it says that the person has chronic low back pain, they're sitting at their desk at work pretty much all day and not moving around very much and all of that stuff. So it's like the initial recommendation is really helping them with their overall posture and ergonomics. That now decreasing the overall stress on the joints of the lower back, but also the ligamentous tissues of the lower back as well, and will help with future reoccurrence of low back pain. So I'm already like, listen, all of the different answer choices here are pretty legit. We could use all of these, but the one that I would do initially, my first step, would be to address the patient's posture and ergonomics. Leaving D is our final answer today. Recommendation for a program focused on improving posture and ergonomics. Congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. I wanted to throw a very tough one because I know the NPTE is not playing with us, all right? They're going to be throwing the tough ones. So when you come to this podcast, I want you to know that I'm going to be challenging you at a high level so that when you walk into the NPTE, you're ready to freaking crush that thing. All right. In this question, the patient had chronic low back pain, but a major reason or potential cause of that was the sitting at the desk for work all day. All right. And so that's letting me know one of the major things that I need to do as a physical therapist, as far as like recommendations. And that's going to be recommending that when they are sitting down, they're in a really good posture, they have really good ergonomics. That in itself is going to decrease the amount of stress on the joints and the ligaments. Now, it's not to say that I wouldn't do a strengthening program for them. It's not to say that I wouldn't potentially send them to a pain management specialist. It's just not the first thing that I would do. All right. So for those of you who got this one correct, be careful. This NPTE will often ask you, which of the following would you do first or initial? And this is the key to getting questions right. All right. Again, congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. Congratulations to those of you who learned something today. Listen, if you need some help with this, if you're constantly getting down to the final two answers, maybe you're seeing questions that are saying, which of the following would you do first or next or initial? Or who would you refer to, whether it's the MD or the nurse or whatever it is. If you're getting stuck with questions like that, I want you to know that there is a way that you can arrive at the final answer with confidence and get it correct. But you need to know how to play the NPTE game. What I want you to do right now is join me over in my free private Facebook group. It's www.nptegroup.com. In there, every single week, we're dropping tips and tricks on how to dominate stuff like this, all right? So join us. There's even Q&A in there and everything. I can't wait to see you. Again, www.mptegroup.com. And for those of you who still haven't gotten our musculoskeletal cheat sheets, we have a ton of cheat sheets that are out there that you can grab. Go to www.mptecheatsheets.com. All right, so lock that in your phone. Get that. So whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.